This is KUNC. Listeners may be familiar with The Lyric. The movie theater in Fort Collins has long been an underwriter with the station. In light of more than 100 high-profile men being called out on allegations of sexual harassment and assault over the last 2 months, The Lyric's owners are speaking out with what they're choosing not to show. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
At the Fort Collins Independent Movie Theater, The Lyric, you can see Oscar contenders like Lady Bird and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. But you won't see the latest Woody Allen film, Wonder Wheel.
Coney Island, 1950s.
Lyric owner Ben Mosier says he and his staff decided it just wasn't right, especially in today's climate.
Woody Allen's kind of like a well-known creep in Hollywood.
The filmmaker was accused of molesting his 7-year-old adopted daughter in 1992. Later, he married the adult adopted daughter of his partner, Mia Farrow. While investigated, Allen was never formally charged with a sex crime and has denied the allegations. But the recent sexual harassment allegations against Miramax co-founder Harvey Weinstein has people wondering, how do you separate the art from the artist? And should you? For Mosier, these questions began before Weinstein.
Last year, we played Birth of a Nation, which had a very similar controversy about it, and we regretted playing it.
Buzz about the film quickly turned to talk about the film's writer, director, and star, Nate Parker. In 1999, Parker was charged and later acquitted of rape while at Penn State. The woman who accused him committed suicide in 2012.
One of the things that people are saying is, well, why now? Why do you take a stand now? And I think the answer to that is because times change. You know, like a few years ago, it was harder for a single movie theater to push back against a studio. And now it's more than just a single movie theater. It's more than just one woman accusing one man of things. It's an entire movement that's happening right now.
But with that movement comes the task of navigating an increasingly difficult minefield on several fronts.
The problem is so pervasive that as a consumer, your problem is, well, how do I know who's horrible in the industry and whose job I'm subsidizing by paying money for a ticket for this particular movie?
That's Katherine Eggert. She's a professor of English at the University of Colorado Boulder, who specializes in feminist film theory. For Eggert, it's a problem that requires looking deeper into what's happening both behind the camera and on the screen.
We can never know the actions and motivations of everybody who is instrumental in making a piece of art or a piece of entertainment.
While theaters like The Lyric have the right to make their own choices, so do audiences. And the decision to screen or not to screen based on allegations is troubling to KUNC film critic and UC Denver film and history professor Howie Mofshevitz.
I get really nervous. I would like everybody to get really nervous, frankly, about making decisions on allegations. You know, I mean, with Harvey Weinstein, he admitted it. You know, Charlie Rose admitted it. Kevin Spacey's admitted it. Woody Allen never has. And I mean, I don't know that that speaks well for Woody Allen, but it does leave everything in the world of allegation.
Which is just one reason why Mofshevitz says judging art on anything but its own merits is a slippery slope.
Was Leonardo da Vinci above board in his behavior? I doubt it. You know, I mean, I sort of doubt it with everybody. I mean, we just don't know. And are we going to throw those paintings out because we don't like how somebody behaved? You know, I'm sure there are people who would object to Caravaggio because he was gay. Ben Jonson, the English playwright, was a murderer. Are we going to just cut all of those things out? One of the things that we Americans in particular don't get because we're so puritanical is that awful people can create great art.
There's another possibility that Katherine Eggert wants filmgoers and filmmakers to explore.
Someone who has those attitudes, maybe making great art, but just think of the greater art they could have made if that artist wasn't a misogynist and didn't ignore the presence or the opinions or the thoughts and feelings of women.
Despite the decision not to show Woody Allen films, Lyric owner Ben Mosher says even he doesn't know exactly what the right call is.
We have chosen to ignore this as a society for so long that there's always going to be an argument for why didn't you come forward sooner, or what about this, or what about that? All these examples of things that show the hypocrisy in everybody. And just because there is hypocrisy there doesn't mean that you can't try and correct your course.
Whether or not the Lyric will ban other filmmakers or films is uncertain. For now, Mosher says they just plan to be more introspective about the ones that do make it onto their screens. For KONC, I'm Stacey Nick.